Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Friday, January 11th, 2013 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. We've got a challenging agenda ahead for this meeting, so I want to just jump right into the first item, which is the commissioner's discussion. Does anyone have something to bring forward? Commissioner Schmitten.
Chair, I'll start, but I'll turn to my fellow Commissioner Perry to help. Monday night, we attended a meeting at Central Washington University. It was hosted by the department. It was billed as the Clallam Elk Study and the Winter Range Closure Area. I would note that having the two topics together created some confusion, as we had about 120-plus people, and at least 100 of them were there for the closure issue rather than the elk study. Frankly, the elk study, and I think the gentleman's name was Scott McCorkendale, presented the results of a three-year elk study. It was based on 39 collared animals. They had 417,995 GPS hits. Mm-hmm. Some amazing data came from this, and those of us that are kind of data junkies really enjoyed it. For instance, they gave the time and the rate of migration, winter to summer and vice versa, the average weight, age, pregnancy rates, late season cow-calf ratios. All of this came from this study. They were able to also show the differentiation of vehicle aversion of animals in the reserve versus animals out in outside of the reserve. And then at the end, there was a discussion. There was a handful of ranchers there, and those that spoke all indicated that they had less ag damage because of the reserve, the winter closure, than when they didn't have it. So it was very, very interesting from that standpoint. A lot of strong feelings that there should not be the reserve from the audience. But Chuck, I miss anything there?
There's a couple of additional things that they talked about. I think the prevailing feeling was that the winter closure from February 1st through the end of April was a good thing, that they had less damage, as Commissioner Schmitten pointed out. But there was also indicated that elk are a creature of habit. They tend to do the same thing winter and summer, go back to the same places and so forth. And it may take even longer to get full use of this reserve area during this winter-spring period. There'll be a lot more data and conclusions from this study because of the huge amount of data they have. A lot of questions are being asked about it that they can answer, but they have to do the evaluation of the data in order to come up with the answer. And he said that this would be ongoing. So it's probably something that, because of the controversy in the Kittitas Valley and the Wenatchee Valley, it's probably something that we should hear about as a commission, possibly in the middle of the summer, or at least sometime later when they have a chance to analyze a little more of the data. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is that they mentioned that Department of Fish and Wildlife and DNR had formed a cooperative group that has just barely started meeting, and they hope to form what they termed a recreation plan for the Clallam area. And that recreation plan will address all the known uses of that, all the way from off-road ATV things to other more traditional uses like hunting and access to that. Again, I would agree with Commissioner Schmitten. A lot of the people that attended that felt there'd be more discussion of the actual road closure of the Clallam Wildlife Area itself. There's a separate study that was done by the region that looked at effect of closing roads on elk use of the adjacent habitat. That wasn't really discussed at this meeting at all, but I think that's, again, something that we should hear about as a commission someplace down the road, to embark on road closures in that area to both improve habitat use and quality of hunting. It's very controversial there. Generally speaking, the Wenatchee Valley area would like to see the road closures occur. The Kittitas Valley area would like to see the area totally open. There's got to be a happy middle ground there someplace, and hopefully this group will work that out.
Okay. Thank you both for attending. I should have started off the meeting pointing out we have an agenda change in the afternoon. We had scheduled the Puget Sound Watershed Characterization Project briefing and the Enforcement Program Staffing Study briefing. And instead of those two items, 7 and 8, we will be going into executive session to discuss litigation, potential litigation. So that at 12:45 we'll begin that executive session. And I believe we're going to have some food brought in. So we might be able to start earlier. So think about that. Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to comment on a news article that we had passed us as part of our daily what's in the news. And it was a study that came out that talked about marble mulets numbers continuing to fall over a 10-year period, with the sharpest decline in Washington State. And what I thought was, it wasn't good news, and love to get some more information about what we're doing in Washington to deal with this. But in a larger context, what really caught my eye was the fact that they were documenting a 3.7% decrease per year, which, you know, on first blush doesn't sound that big, but what that translates into over a 10-year period was a 30% decline. And we'll come back to that, but I do think that that's a real concern about how do we keep our species present. I was going to say common species common, but at this point it's not really a common species. But just to sort of say, you know, we still have some other non-game challenges ahead of us in Washington State, and marble mulets are one of them. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Commissioner Kenney?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to bring this up more for the concept around it, and I had a call from a farmer out in Lincoln County, and he just has so many deer coming into his dry land and hay fields that where he used to be able to feed his whole herd over winter by the hay he cut off of those fields, now he's out of hay right now. And it's the type of situation where it's fields of wheat and bluffs, and then it drops down into coulees, and that's where the soil's, you know, moist enough to grow hay. And that is a problem. But it really pointed out to me that all the resources, the wildlife resources in our state, most often are using, you know, some element of private landowners for their existence. You know, and this is one case where it's gotten bigger than maybe hoped for or expected. And I think that he said the WDFW staff he's working with are, you know, trying to work with him and figure things out. So there's, but it just really brought to my mind where he said, you know, in the past there was a few deer, now there's hundreds and hundreds, and to a point where, you know, he's out of hay. And I don't think that's any intent of, you know, adequate resources and wildlife, you know, but, and I don't know the answer. I haven't had a chance to look into it or talk to anybody else. But, boy, he wanted to talk. And a couple hours worth. Very nice gentleman, but at his wit's end, you know, thinking about what he can do.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Anything else? Comments? Okay, then we can move on to the meeting minute approval. Meeting minutes from January 4th. This was a conference call. Do we have any changes to bring forward? Do we have a motion? Commissioner Duvia.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move that we accept the minutes as presented for Friday, December 4th, 2013 conference call.
Now, this is here is January.
January 4th.
Yeah.
I think a couple of us don't have copies of the minutes, so
oh, okay.
Just a second.
We'll get you those. Sorry about that. I thought you said December. Okay, the motion's been made to approve the minutes of January 4th, 2013. Do I hear a second? The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Jennings. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, staff, for promptly developing the minutes.